long if you lived in the community? Have you lived in Twin Lakes all your life? You born here?
No, I wasn't born.
Where were you born?
I was born in Owsley.
In where?
Owsley.
Where is that?
That's back up here on the other side.
Okay, but that's pretty close.
It's not.
What, it's about 23 miles?
It's somewhere about 30 miles.
Okay. I wonder if I could put this somewhere a little bit closer to you. Like, could I put it there? Okay. Have you ever heard of, let's see, I don't know if this is working. Okay. I guess that's working. Let's see now. Would you mind telling me what your religion is?
Baptist.
Baptist. Okay, you know, all the people I found to talk to have been Baptists. I think the Baptists are the friendliest people. They'll talk to me, and very few other people will. Have you ever had a job outside of being a housewife?
No.
Have you ever worked in somebody else's house?
Yes, I work in somebody else's house now.
Oh, you do? Uh-huh. Right. Do you work for Miss Franklin?
I used to work for her, but I don't now.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever go to school?
Yes, I did.
And how far did you go?
The fifth.
Fifth grade. Okay. Did you go to school around here?
I went to school up the Clydeville.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would you like to listen to this and see how you sound? Let's see. There's something else I need to ask you. Oh, yeah. Would you mind telling me how old you are?
60.
Okay. And let's see. Do most of your friends live right around in this area?
That's right.
Okay. And were your mother and father, did they come from around here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how about your grandparents? Do you know where they came from?
I know nothing about them.
Okay. And what was your father's occupation?
He was a farmer.
Okay. What did he raise? Do you remember?
He was raised in Georgia, all I know.
Okay. And let's see. Would you mind telling me what your husband's age is?
I don't have one.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Is he deceased?
Yes, he's deceased.
And was he a Baptist?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did he, what was his occupation? Did he?
A farmer.
A farmer? Okay, fine. And let's see, did he have much education?
Yeah, he had about the seventh grade.
Uh-huh, okay. The reason I ask about these things like where your folks came from and education and stuff is that people, the more education people have, the less they're going to talk like they were raised to talk. You know, they'll start talking like the people they hear around them.
Yes.
And so it's important. Okay, now let's see. Was your husband born around here?
Yes, ma'am. Born.
In Twin Lakes?
Not in Twin Lakes. He was born in Clydeville.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Twin Lakes?
Well, I've been living here 12 years in this house.
Okay, fine. Now, let's see. Can you tell me something about this community? Does it have a school, a library, anything like that?
Well, they got schools, but I couldn't tell you about the library. I don't know about that, uh-huh. But I mean, they is got one.
Uh-huh. Well, what do most people around here do for a living?
Well, they do maid work, farm work.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, let's see. Now, these are the questions. And I'm going to ask these questions, and this, you know, it's not a test. And I just want to know, you know, really what you would say for the word I'm asking for. And if you have maybe two words that you'd use instead of one, tell me what those are. And if you don't have any word, tell me that, too, because that's just as important as if you did. What do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say,